Rabban met Beis. Amalei in the middle of the Amid. Amalei Rapope la Abaye. We hear here Machloikes Tanoim, Rabbi Elezer de Chachamim. According to Rabbi Elezer, if a person is Mevatel Rishus Chatzeiroi, so the Rishus Beisai also becomes bottle. And according to Rabbi Elezer, the Bnei HaChotzer after Bittul are permitted to take Kalim into the bias of the one that was Mevatel, because the bias becomes bottle also to the Ma'arvim. That is Shittus Rabbi Elezer. According to the Chachamim hold, Beisai also Lahaitzi Lahachnis, Loi Velohem. That when there's a bittul on the chotzer, so it is also lahachnis lahoitzi to his bias. That is this, that is the machlokes Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim. Omar le Rav Pope la Abaye. So Rav Pope asked Abaye, le Rabbi Elezer, what will the halacha be? I omar loy mevatilne. He says, I'm only mevatil the rishus of my chotzer to you. I'm not mevatel the rishus of the bias. And the same shaila, yes, ula rabbonon, I omar mevatilne. But according to the rabbonon, what if he said beferish, I'm mevatel the rishus of the bias. So what if it's dodeya shaila? So he speaks out as follows. My time with the rabbelez. What is this for rabbelez? Does he hold? Mishum de kosova mevatel rishus chatzeiroi rishus beisoi bitul. I assume that normally when a person is mevatel rishus chatzeiroi is rishus beisoi bitul. Mevatel bayin yofe mevatel. He doesn't want, it's not bad enough, he wasn't ma'ariv with the rest of them that he should ask on them. So kaponim, mis mevatel chatzeiroi is mevatel beisoi also. If that is the svore of Rabbi Elezer, v'hai omar ano loy mevatilne. But here he says, klar, I don't want to be mevatel rishus beis. So then it won't be good. Oidil me taime di Rabbi Elezer, mishum de bayis b'loy chotzer loy avide inshi de dairi. There is no dire of a bayis without a chotzer. So Memele, there's nothing, if you don't have the shimush of the chotzer, so there's no purpose of having a bias and the bias. Bias b'loi chotzer levidi inshi de dairi. V'chikoma loy mevatilne lav kol kiminei. It's automatically, as long as he lost the rishus and the chotzer, bayis b'loi chotzer levidi inshi de dairi, so automatically he loses the rishus and the bayis. Now, Philly says he doesn't want to be mevatel, but it's an automatic bittul. It's butla daita yetzel kolodom. There's no such thing. These are the two tzadim in Rabbi Elezer. Ula rabono. Now we had a shayla fakel. I omar mevatilne. If he said, I want to be mevatel, the rishus beisi. What will the din be? My time with the Rabbon. Is the time of the Rabbon on Mishim de Kasovri, Hamavato, Rishus, Chatzaire, Rishus, Beisei, Loi, Bittul? Because I assume when he's Mavato, Rishus, Chatzaire, he has no intentions to be Mavato, Rishus, Beisei. If that is the time, Vahai, Omer, Mavatilne. He says, I want to be Mavato. Oidil me time with the Rabbon, Mishum deloy ovid inish the mesalik nafshe legamri mi bayis vechotza. Vaviki oirech legabayu. The svore is, zanan sadi, a person will not be mesalik himself in ganzen for whatever he has. That he should be an oirech, he should be mesalik himself from the bayis also. The chotza, if he's mesalik himself from the chotza, I say he could mean it. But lo yavidin ish the misalik nam she legamri mi bayis vachotza. Vahavi ki oirech legabayu. And he all of a sudden becomes an oirech legabi the other, the oirem in this chotza. Vahai ki yoma mevatil. Now I, says, I want to be mevatil. Lav kol kemine. It's bot lo daitai eitzel kolodom. So that is the shaila that Rav Papa had in what the time of Rav Elezer is and what the time of the Chachamim is. Amalei, the Marsha says, we learned before that the Gemara had said that the time, Rav Sheishis had said, that the time of Rav Elezer is, Amavato Shus Chatzei Rishus Beisoi Bittul. The Gemara fragt doch Pshite. So the Marsha says the Rav Sheishis did not, the Gemara before did not hold of this suffix of Rav Papa. Rav Papa had to tell them what the Svara of Rav Elezer is and what the Svara of the Rabbonin is. The Gemara held it for Dover Poshit. The Gemara didn't even have such a tzad like Rav Papa has. It's made before the Gemara asked Pshita. So he answered him, Amalei bein le Rabbonin bein le Rav Elezer kiven de goli daite goli. If he was Megala Das, so according to Rabbi Lezer, if he's Megala Das, he has no intentions of being Mevatel Rishus Beise, it's not Bottle. According to the Chachamim, he's Megala Das, he wants him being Mevatel Rishus Beise, it is Bottle. Zotrash, Rabbi Lezer, the Omar Mistome Bittel Rishus Beise. Normally, when he's Mevatel Rishus Chatzere, the Rishus he has in the Chotzer, Mistome Bittel Rishus Beise. Im Omar behedje loy betilne rishus beis. If he says befesh, I don't want to be mevatel. Mi havi beisai muta lehem. Are they permitted to take from their house to his house? Oy loy. Ula rabbonon da omri mistome loy betil rishus beisai. Mistome is not mevatel rishus beisai. Omar behedje mevatilne lechu. Af rishus beisai mevatel oy loy. So the Gemara wanted to say that is an ansadi bias b'loy chotzer loy ovedin ish de dairi. Chikom alei mevatil ne lav kol kemine. Beisa b'loy chotzer kiven da osar atzmoy b'chatzeroy shebitalehem. Since he asked himself b'chatzeroy shebitalehem, is lav kol kemine de kiven de les leichotzer diris bias loiklum heile didei. Now, I don't understand what Rashi is saying, beisa bo leichotzer kiven de osar atzmoy bachatzeroi shebitu lehem. Lechere, the halache dachstach miras azoi. Without an iruvi chatzeres, the halache is that kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer, one is permitted to be metaltal b'chotzer, without an iruvi chatzeres. The whole heter of iruvi chatzeres is that one is permitted to take out from the bottom to the chotzer. That is the heter of iruvi chatzeres. But kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer, one is permitted to be metaltal in the chotzer without iruvi chatzeres. Now, when this person was mevatel his reshus in the chotzer, so what did he accomplish? So he accomplished that now they can take out from their house to the chotzer. That's what he accomplished. Before his bittul, no one was allowed to take out from the bayis to the chotzer, and his bittul accomplished that they could take out. He's Ivis, I can't take out, but from his bayis to the chotzer. But al kaponim, so the bittul accomplished that they're allowed to take out. So the Lashon of Rashi, Beisa b'loi chotzer, kiven the osar atzmai b'chatzere shebitulem, so I don't understand the Lachitas Lashon Rashi v'aistois, he asked himself in the chotzer that he was mevatel. What did he ask? He didn't shout. Whatever was before osar, still osar to him. I mean, before he wasn't allowed to take out from his bayis to the chotzer, he's still not to take out from his bayis to his chotzer. In the chutz alone, it was mutter before, it should be mutter now also. To take out from their bias to the chutz, should also be mutter. So I don't understand the Loshon of Rashi, given the osar atzmai b'chatzeroi shebitulem. I don't understand what he asked over here. I mean, how do you learn pshat in the Gemara? L'chayr pshat in the Gemara is, if he doesn't have any bias in the chotzer, so b'meila, it's not kedai to have a bias without the chotzer. Bias b'lo chotzer, levide inshi de dairi. But the Loshon of Rashi, he asked himself, I don't understand what Rashi means. Zogt Rashi weiter, b'hai ki oma lav kol kiminei, that's the kim de les le chotzer, dir is bias le klumeli didei. He doesn't have a chotzer. So it's not worthwhile possessing a bias without a chutzah. Then the other way was that there's a non, the chachamim hold is a non-sadi, a person will not make himself an oirech. To all his possessions that he had in this area, the bias and the chutz involved to everything, he's not mevatel everything. V'hai ki yoma, so even though he said na mevatilna, but l'day teitzel kolodom, b'lay bitel el l'chutz. He doesn't mean what he said, we only assume he's mevatel the chutz, not the rishus basic. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'chein shamati mimenu sheyoytzim bar kablin b'Pesach. Rabbi Loi had said there were three members that Rabbi Loi had heard from Rabbi Lezer. The third one was Yoytze bar kablin b'Pesach al tzmitzvus more. Mai ar kablin omar ish lokish atzavse charuzi oso. Atzavse charuzi oso zok trashi siv ovo a thick siv hagodol soviv hadekel. This grows around the deckel like a vine. Chalziyosa, what does chalziyosa mean? That's a tzavse. Chalziyosa tchufais harbe yachad kemachoizes. It seems it grows very close together. V'tam morir boy, and it has a tam morir. Let us see Taisvitz. But in the mission said, why matzasi li chover. He didn't find a chover that heard these three members from Rabbi Eliezer. Hainu dafke b'talmidot. He didn't hear from the talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer. B'kashte li chover v'lei matzosi. That it says, he was a talmid. Shemati mi Rabbi Eliezer. V'b'kashte li chover v'lei matzosi. He didn't hainu dafke b'talmidot. But it seems Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was not a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer. But the Talmud of Rabbi Lezer, inami lemotza chover sheshoma mi Rabbi Lezer koma. It didn't hear someone that heard from Rabbi Lezer. The others that hold in Lalocha like this, but they didn't hear from Rabbi Lezer. Atzavse charuziyoso, perish bekuntris, siv ovo, Hagodol soviv hadekel v'nichach ba'oile kilulove gefane. V'ein nire l'ri, de bepeire kol shom rinon, ma'matze min zroim, af morer min zroim. So l'chei Reb Shaten Taisvus Kasha is, how could Rabbi Eliezer hold that this atzavse, the dikle is good, siv ova hagodol soviv hadekel, you need min zroim, and this is a mean deckel. So Taisvis learned that this sieve over Hagodol Soviv HaDekel is a part of the deckel. This is a chelik of the deckel. Around the bark of the deckel, there's a growth that grows around it and twines around the bark, but it's part of the deckel. That's how Taisvis understood. Taisvis Akasha, the Gmorim Psochim says that we're makish morir to matzah, so ma matzah means roim, af morir means roim, so how could it be good? So I saw in the Itzim of Oshi, a Talmud and Suki brings down from the Rabbeinu David in Psochim, that the Rabbeinu David said that Rashi is just kululove gfanim, Rashi is just Rashi, does not mean that this sieve grew from the deckel. It's forget something that's a type of a zroim, a type of a vine that is growing. No, it lemaise, it wraps itself around the deckel, kulalove gefanim, but it's not a mean deckel. Yeah. V'hosam amrino de chachavine atzavse de dikle. So that's, this is a second kasha. This is a second kasha and Rashi. Here it says that atzavse, maya kablin atzavse. Rashi says this atzavse agodol soviv hadekel. Rashi says this atzavse grows around the dekel. Frektach Taisves, the Gemara says in Psochim chachavine, which is a different mean, is atzavse de dikle. So tamazay estir in Rashi. I mean, it's a hak, the Rashi says that akablam is atzavse de dikle. Ve'efshe dein beis minem ushneim nichochim sovavadekel. This kasha could be, it's not shver, could be there are two minem which grow around the dekel. Some amela, so one is called chachavina, one is called akable. Somehow there's one can differentiate between these two minem. Hodron aloch eisen pasim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Bakel ma'arvin. Rashi says, Pshat, what is Ba'arvin? Eruvi Chatzeres Utrumim. We're speaking about Tzai Eruvi Chatzeres and Tzai Eruvi Trumim. Chutz min Hamayim Umishtatvim. So Rashi says, Bimbovui. Chutz min Hamayim Umin Hamelach. You can use every type of mozoin for Erevin and Shituf besides Melach Mayim Melach. Why? So Rashi says the lav midi the mozin hain. These are not in, you know, these are not mezin. The time of the erev, the whole lomdus of erev is eruv chateres mishum the datoi the dirosoi b'mokem zeinoisefu. He finds himself b'mokem zeinoisef. The kivin shenosnu kol b'nei hachotzer kidei mezainon bebayis echot. If they put their mezainis in one house, nase kilo kulon dorim b'soicha. So they all live in one house. Nimtzo kulon rishus acha. So it's one rishus. That is the lomdes of eruvei chatzere. So you need mozei. V'chein beiruvei tchumim nase kemi sheshov asho. He shoivis where he put the Erev. Umisham yesh le'opayim ha'melechol ruach. So also, the Shvis is there because his mozin is the Hilkach Dvar mozin Beina. This is what Rashi says. But before we go further, let us see Taisvus. Bakel ma'arvin peirish bekunteres eiruvei chatzeres utchumim ve'inire de beiruvei chatzeres be'inen pas l'kule alma v'perik ador. So we're speaking about Eruv Yitchumen, not Eruv Yitchatzeres. It seems weiter in Erevin there are man the Yomrim that hold that one can be Ma'arev afilu not with Pas. That's Rabbi Kevega wants to say. Rashi's not a Poisek. Rashi said the Mishnah, Rashi wanted to be Kailun the Mishnah Eruv Yitchatzeres because there is one man the Yomer, one Mahalach in the Gemara weiter, that you don't need pas for Eruvei Chatzeres. Pshtaisi says, but Allah, we can't say pshat like that, because Allah, you need pas. Zok the Mishnah weiter. V'hakel nikach bekesef maisa, chutz min amayim u'min amelach. Bekesef maisa, b'seich Yerushalayim. If a person has money that he was nischalef, chutz l'Yerushalayim, that you're mechalol the maaser sheni on kesef, you bring the kesef to Yerushalayim, and then Yerushalayim you buy food with that. Is kshumaytziyay letzayrech macholoi? So when he's in Yerushalayim, he wants to spend now with the money that has kedushas maaser. So when the receiver nasata kesef b'chel asher tave nafshecha, is he's allowed to buy any type of food, chutz min amayim o melach, bigborim meforish taimed, the lav pri mi priu. It has to be something that is a pri mi pri. Hanoider min amozein, a person is noider min amozein, mutter b'mayim u b'melach. So he's mutter b'mayim u melach. It's a little interesting, it says, there's a psashini aloshin. The other says, Shilchere, the flow of the Mishnah should have said, someone is meir this. Hanoidim in a mozain, osa bakel, chutz mi maim bemelach, like he said, all the other things. Hanoidim in a mozain, mutter bemaim bemelach. Ma'arvin lenozir biyayin uli Yisrael betume. Now, we're going back to Ma'arvin. So here he's saying a chiddush that even though yayin is osa bishtiyah lenozir, and Trume is also Bachila li Yisrael, afal pika, and you can make an Erev out of it. Zogt Rashi, ma'arvin lenozir, eiruvei tchumim. So the Meforshim ask, Rashi is a chseiser. If Rashi holds that we're speaking about eiruvei chatzeres also, so why did Rashi mention over eiruvei tchumim? ביין, ואף על גב דלויחוזי לדידי, איי, what kind of lumdus is this you blow? It's being a ruvi tchumim, so he's kind of shvisa there. But the lumdus of Kenyan shvisa is because his mozin is there. This is not mozin for him, he's a nozer. Ba'av al gav lechozi ledidei, chozi lachine. But it is a mozin that is chozi lachine. The kiv in the mezainu gabi achine shori le rabonon. So it's as long as it has a shame mozin, even though personally for me it's not mozin, it's also good. Oli Yisrael betrum, it also has a shame mozin. Doch az yelikoyin. Sumches oimer bechulen. A Yisrael can only be ma'arev bechulen. Avoloi betrum, not betrum. Why? The midi de chazi leibin. It's not sufficient, but it's chazi lachine. It has to be chazi leib. Bigmore meforish, my time alay polik sumches ayayin lenozer. It's only chaylik by trumali Yisrael. Ulekoyen bebeis apras. Now, anudin. That we could be ma'arev for a koyen, and it can be put in a beis apras. Stomehi, this is not a hemshech of divrei sumches, this is stomehi, the lav sumches kamala. So what are we saying? Menichin erev lekoyen bebeis apras. A person is permitted to leave over, he's a koyen, he wants to be koynish visa in this area, and this area is a beis apras. A beis apras is a sode shenechrash poi kever. So Chazal answered. So the Chazal said the meya amo of the machrishe that there was chayrish this area is also to go because we're afraid maybe there are some chalokim. There's a sa'ire of the etzem the size of a sa'ire that's metame b'maga b'masid b'hesed. So memele, maybe if a person will walk over this area, he'll be mesit, he'll push over or touch etzem kisoir, and he'll become tummy. So therefore, Chazal asa the beis apras. So afal pikein. So therefore, a koyin is not permitted to go into beis apras. Afal pikein, but one is permitted. A koyin is permitted to be kainish shvise in a beis apras. Af al gav de boinen de motzi le mezel u le mishkele u mechli hoso. We need he should be able by eruvei tchumim. He has to be put in such a place that he's able to go there and to eat it. Then it's called his kainish shvisa there. Di le motzi ozel hoso heichi kainish shvisa bauduchte le mehebik ilu shav hashom. So how could we reckon like he was a shavist that he can't get there? The lav beisa yuzuk tabach leimotzi lemeidur sham. The beisa pra shapir domi. The sveike de rabonon. This whole inyan is a sofik de rabonon. He says, mina teire vaistois. We stel the mokim and cheskas teire. So kaponim, we don't have to declare that lemaisa there are tzomis there for some reason. So memelus, it's only a sofik midarabona umutali kones al yedei nifuach. So he's permitted to go into this beis apras al yedei nifuach. It seems he bends down and blows. So memelus, so whatever he sees, he'll be careful not to touch. Whatever he doesn't see, mistama will be blown. If it's a kisa'ira, which is very minute, it will be blown away. So memela, they were matir. They is mutali konis al yedei nifuach. Let us see Taisvis. Ulekoyin bebeis apras. Vim taima frak Taisvis bepsochim oma, the Gemara says in Meseches Psochim, three kulis that were chazal were matir for oisei Pesach. Oinon u metzoire u beis apras. The chiddush of oinon is that we hold aninus if a person was on oinon erev Pesach, and we hold aninus lailos at a rabbonon. So therefore, midarabonon, he's also to eat kochim, but they were matir for an oinon to bring a korban Pesach, since it's an eser sheyesh beikoris, so memeila, they leimidu divreim b'mokim korban Pesach, so they were matim to eat, even though the aninis lailas are the rabbonon. Umetzayre, here it's speaking about a metzayre that roa keri b'yayim shmini shaloi, and he has to go to Harabayis, and Tvulyayim de Balkeri is also midarabona to go to Harabayis. They were also were matter letzayrech, it was Erev Pesach, so the male they were matter for a metzayre. Even though he's a Tvulyayim de Keri, which is also normally. Ubeis HaPras, and Beis HaPras was, let's say, a Yid is permitted to go through a Beis HaPras in order to enable himself to be makrib the Korban Pesach. Ba'isei Pesach lo himidu devreim b'mokim koras perish. Lo himidu devreim l'tamoisei. That means even though the Rabbonon said a Beis HaPras is metame mi the Rabbonon, lo himidu devreim l'tamoisei mishum de'ike korisim lo yasa Pesach. You have to know what is the chumra and what is the kula. So here, by not bringing a Korban Pesach, he's mavatal mitzvah asei sheyesh beikoris. So therefore, they permitted him to go through a Beis HaPras. V'hochem mashme, so do vaistachois, there vaistachois, they were matter for oisei Pesach, mishum dike koris. Therefore, they were matter to go into a Beis HaPras. Here twice days, in order to permit him to be making a eruvit chumim, also leimidu devrei. Ah, you'll tell me a teretz. Here it is speaking about, Rashi said, al yedei nifuach. But he has to make some sorts of a bdikit. And there perhaps it's mutafelo without nifuach. Zuktur tais visno. Vohosam nami al yedei bdikit. Derab Yehuda Airi. There also, it's only permissible if he's going to go through this Beis HaPras and be Nefeyach. The Namia de Bdikid Rav Yudah Airi. The Komar HaBeis HaPras, Kedisna. V'shovin Beishamayu Beisilu, Shaboitkin Lo'ich Leipsochim, Ve'ein Boitkin Lo'ich Leitrumim. That Beishamisilu hold that you're permitted to be Boitik HaBeis HaPras, for euch leipsoch, not for euch leitrum. Vekoma, my boitkin, how are you boitik? Amr abiyudah meshmul, menafeyach odom bebeis apras, voiluch loy. The oifen abdike is that he blows on the karke, and we assume that if there was a etzem keseirek, I'd blown away. Va'av al gav samemele, so that's the kashe. So the kasha is, so there, they were also only matar yidei nefuach. So in mail and their advice, the whole thing is a kule, also you say Pesach, and here by stays a fillo, the mokim erev, they were matar, to be kainer shvise. V'afal gav, now tais des tzazaita gikasha. Melechayre, the Gemara says, how are you boidik, al yidei nefuach. The Mishnah says, how are you boidik. Va'av al gav the meforish hosn bepeirik basra de yaholis ahachmat mishnah. This mishnah b'shoven beishamayim beisilu that the boitkim loich leipsochim. So the mishnah says keitzad hu boidik mevi ofo. You bring the loose earth shu yochel asitoy benoichin lasoich kavorish and the kaver odakim. You take the loose earth on this air and you put it into a sieve with very thin holes, a mamche, and yeshetzem kisayre tomi. And after you sieve it, if you find a netzem kisayre, this person is tomi. Al koponim, so to suspect it's very modern. The Gemara in Psochem asks how you baidik. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, you baidik aydei nefiche. The Mishnah says, how you baidik? You baidik with a sieve. So Taisva says, it's no problem. The Gemara is speaking about one thing, the Mishnah is speaking about another thing. Ahi b'dika mairi, the b'dika of the Mishnah is speaking about a different shaila. If a person went through a Beis HaPras im kvar ovar, he went already. So now the shaila is, and he didn't make nifiche. So if he didn't make Nefiche now, he went to the Beis HaPras, and someone tells him, no, your uncle, you went to a Beis HaPras. Yeah, I weiß, what I do now. So then there's a bdike for Oisei Pesach will be Seimach on this. If they'll take the offer, the loose offer, and they'll sieve it, they won't find any bones, so they'll remat it for him. That's the bdike of the Mishnah. Ubdike is the Rav Yehuda Ayri, im reitze lave, lechatchile, he shouldn't do such a thing, lechatchile, while he's going, he should be nefeach. Bochi perushi my boitkim im reitzelav. Al kolponim, we have a gemara in Psochim that they were matter a beis apras, the mocking chorus, and they were matter a day in the fiche. In the non mission, they were matter a fill on a mocking chorus. Now he wants to be kind of shvisa, he can be kind of shvisa in a beis apras. The yeshloima emphasizes the hode komrin and hosom. Lo yamidu divrayim b'mokim kores, because the korban pesach is the zachi of kores. Haynu mishum, why do you need such a lo yamidu divrayim b'mokim kores? Haynu mishum dikanami kores lo isay pesach betume. There's another problem. That's oily miyitzri, oily miyitzri. What'll be if he'll become tomei? And he eats the korban pesach betum, and there's also kores. Lekach davke lo oisei pesach lo himidu divrei. Af al gav deike kores. That means we're playing around with dynamite over here. That means what'll be if take this nifuach is not foolproof, and what'll be take if he was meisit and etzem kisayir, which is very small. So this person is take tome. So now he's going to eat the korban pesach. He's high of kores. So avol gav deike kores, abo kiven the e lo yovit. But leidoch kise. There is a possibility that he might become high of kores because he might become tomei even though he made this bedike. Abo kiven the e lo yovit pesach nami ike kores. But this that's a possibility. Oh, but if he won't bring a korban pesach, is also kores. So memelas a fakert. So Chazal was shoykel. What is the chumra? What is the kula? So they said fakert. It's kedai to be matter to go through a beis apras with a bdika of nefiche, even though there is a possibility he might become tummy. Avol ein. That's shot. So that's boitkin loichlei pesach. That's shot in the Mishnah. Avol ein boitkin lo oich le trume. He wants to eat trume. Avol gav de leke kores lo oich le trume. Ba oich le trume, afilo he'll become tome. He won't be chayv kores. Betume. Aber kiven di ke mise. But if he will become tome, there's a chiyav mise b'day shemai. So a mele, a person wants to go through a beis apras, and he wants to eat trume, so memele, they weren't matter for him to go through the Beis HaPras. V'och yamrinin b'choymer b'koydish, lo'oy say Pesach, lo'y midi divreim b'mokim kores, perish afilu b'mokim kores, even though there's a possibility he might be nichshol en anise kores, lo'y midi divreim. Loich leitrum emide divreim b'mokim mise perish avol gav deleke kores elo mise kedefrishes. Baich leitrum emide divreim. They didn't want to be matter that he should eat trum. Avol hoche de tume some emele. So that's the whole pilpul. The whole pilpul over the whole difference between Pesach and trum is because there's a possibility he's getting involved in a Issa Chomo. Issa Kores, or Issa Misa B'day Shemaim. So male, therefore, they differentiated between Pesach and Tumim. Avol hochet de Tumis koyin leke kores elolav. Here, af an elgsten oifen, afilu luyitzuyer, afilu luyitzuyer, he will become Tumim. There's no kores elolav. There's only a lav. Lo yimide divreim b'mokim mitzvah. So the lechayre is this. if you hold that you only ma'arvin, you only make eruvi tchumim b'mokim mitzvah, so here's a shayla b'mokim mitzvah. There's only a shayla of a lav over here. So you meet the divrayim b'mokim mitzvah. Now Taisi says, what if you hold ma'avon ledvar rishus? But normally, the person makes an erev v'mokim mitzvah. K'da'oma b'peire keitzed mishtatfin. So me'mele, so since it's only involved over here a isalav, so Memele, so they were makel b'mokim mitzvah. We once said over Moir de Kechidushi Haran Dachsachmer in Sanhedrin, the Ran wants to say that a shaygik of a lav, we see this, there's no einish on a shaygik of a lav, like, on a chiyuv kores, there's a kolben. I mean, like, it's very, but a shaygik of a lav is, the Torah wasn't machayv anything, it's very kill. I mean, cause the lashon of Tosfos is a psabissal modna doch, I mean, it's only a lav. I mean, only a lav, is the lack of chorus elo lav lehemida divrayim? Could be we're speaking about it. It's a shaygik a kov loynis of a lav. Al kaponim by stoys that it's. I mean by chorus you see this chiyuvei. But the chiyuv kov misa b'day shemam. There's also no chiyuv kov. Now al kaponim we see it's very interesting that it's a lav a shaygik kov loynis on a lav they were making. So the Sfas Emes says, so come out the way Taisu says Pshat in the Mishnah, so this Koyin will only be permitted to make an Erev and Chulin. But if he's going to be an Eibach Chacham and make an Erev with Trumah, so then we're in hot water already. Because then we're going to be afraid maybe he's going to be, he's not allowed to they want, this is, here's the Baboki Misa B'day Shemayim. We're afraid that, he might become Tomei. So if he might become Tomei, some Amela, so this is a Shail of Misa B'day Shemayim. So they weren't Mekel. So we're only speaking about Chulin. That's why the Svasemis is Moisif. So Taisvus weiter, ube Mitzvah Rabbe. Now Taisvus seems wants to write, to be, make a schum on the whole Indian, ube mitzvah rabbe, afilu b'leini fuachitiru. That means, by a lav. If it's only involving a lav, so here they were matter, ayyidei nefuach, ube mitzvah rabbe, afilu b'leini fuachitiru. Kigoin, lil mei teire, velisa isha, velodin la'alim boim, kede la'atlo miyodim, kama b'mesachas avaydezore, ube perik mishaytziyu, the midulay maisi hosam hoder av Yehuda. There it says by luma telisa isha, you're allowed to go on a base of pras, and there the gemara doesn't bring down Rab Yehuda's bedike. Mashma de belay nifuachayri. Lakach noket nami hanach mitzvus le noket achin. It's very good because that a mitzvah rabbe teira lisa isha. This is a mitzvah rabbi, so here they were makel that a person is permitted to go through a base of pras and fill it without even a bedik of nefich. V'chein motzinu, the mishum kovid abriyis, hitiru letamei betume derabonon b'mishem eisoy, tami bedalgim oyinu al gabi arenes. So Taisva says, we find in another case that they were matter letamei betume derabonon b'mishemei. So gabi medal geniino gabi arenes. So memele, so we can assume who adin by a mitzvah rabbi. Just as a psashtikol diak in Taisva's, when Taisva started off, that by Pesach they were mata, lehemidu devreim bemokim kores, perish, lehemidu devreim letam oisai. So Taisus, it would seem that, I mean, what happens? A person goes to a Beis HaPras, he has to go and bring a Korban Pesach. So that he asks, am I allowed to go? Yeah, you go, lehemidu devreim. After he goes to the Beis HaPras, he says, Rabboisai, am I tomei, am I toyer? I went through, I did everything. So it seems from Taisus, they tell him, you're toyer. Lehemidu devreim letam oisai. They weren't metameh. That means all the time a person will make the same bdika of nefiche without a legitimate reason, and then he tells them he was, so the Chazal said, you're tameh. Midrabonon, you're tameh. We have nothing to do with you. Midrabonon, you're tameh. Masha enkein, over here, lehemidu divrayim letamoisoi. He's tameh. We stole na chazoke, min atoire, we permitted to stole na chazoke. Ich weiß, it is a mokim as a cheskes tare. So me mele, so midrabonon, you're also toil. That was by the Beis HaPras of Pesach. Now, the end of Taisvis, then, now Taisvis says that, let's go all the way to the end. So Taisvis says that they were matel mishim kovid abriyas. Taisvis makes a dimyan, Beis HaPras, to medalgen ayinu al gabi aroinis. Now medalgen ayinu al gabi aroinis, the Gemara in Broche says as follows, that this is a tumid rabbonim, that means roiv aroinis are a peseach tefach. So if it's a peseach tefach, there's no tumid whatsoever. But there's a miyat aroinis which aren't a peseach tefach, so they asked all aroinis be the rabbonim because of this miyat. Now, mishum kovid abriyis, they were matter. So what's pshat over there? So one could say, so mishum kavod abriyas they were matter. We said yisaymach and roiv and fartik. After he was medalag al aroinis, he didn't say you have to be metar yourself. You're toyer. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus says mishum kavod abriyas itiru letamei betume derabono. They were matter to be metamei betume derabono. Vaisis he becomes tamei over there. Itiru letamei betume derabono. Not that we assume you're toyer. You're allowed to be kilat. He's a kohen, and he goes there, and he becomes tamei, and he needs hazoy, yeshlishi, yeshvi, whatever tumid rabbonon needs, he has to go to the mikveh. But I am a kohen, you're allowed to do it. Itiru letamei tumid rabbonon. That's what the Beis-Eisgiv is in the seif of Taisus. Now, could be, this we could also understand, because Chazal couldn't make it chuche tlule. They couldn't say, l'maisa midrabonon, there's a gzeire, you're not allowed, every orin is metama boil midrabonon. Because, the reason was, because there were guys there, amiyat aroin ishein ben peseach tefach. But l'maisa, every orin is metami midrabonon. Now, this person who's going l'kovad abris and jump over and say, you're toyer, that's a chuchet lula. You can't do such a thing. So if you want to be matzah mishum kovod abriyah, so you have to say, even though you're tummy midarabona, you're allowed to be, it's a tummy midarabona, you're allowed to be mitami yourself, but they couldn't say you're not tummy. Masha'en came by nefiche, let's go back to Taisus before, by if you're boidik with nefiche, so here it's not chuchat luladik, be'emesin, he made a bedike. So here the shail is, do you rely on the bedike? So here you can differentiate. For you will rely, he made a bedike, and we're saying on the bedike. For Yenna, we won't rely. So could be there the lashon of Taisvis is, there the lashon of Taisvis is, lohemidu devrayim letamoisoi. They lohemidu devrayim to say that he is tabi. If I can't, we relied on the bedike, and that's not a chuchat luli, he made a bedike. So by him we're going to rely on it, but you are not going to rely on it. Masha'en kein, by bedalgin o yino agabi aroinis, their pshat is, they couldn't say that for you the organ is metame, for you the organ is not metame. So there the heter was that he tiru letame betume darabonim. Now, if in kainem anachnu, so Taisvis wants to say that by a mitzvah rabbi you can go without nifuach. So that's what, because the Gemara doesn't bring up Yehuda over there, so mele mitzvah you go without nifuach. So if you go without nifuach, you can't say over there that they weren't metame him. Without nifuach, I mean, it's a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is tome. You can't say for you the Beis HaPras is toyer. So it could be that's the hemshech in Taisvis.
that Tosfos says, by certain inyonim there were matzah to be metame. Where do I see such a thing? I see by Medalgenin or Gabi Aroinis. Medalgenin or Gabi Aroinis also there tzichib shar is metame himself. So therefore, and they were matzah for Kohen to be metame himself. Let's say recover the breeze. So who had been there were matzah for Kohen to be metame himself? Lisa Isha v'lu maitayre. Could be that's the Hemshech in Tosfos. And it's taken to Gedorim. Here it's a heter to be metame, and by Pesach, you can't say this heter to be metame, because it's tali the sasri. If he's tummy, he can't eat a korban Pesach. He can't. So kochach, there was immediate divrayim that loitimu. They said you could rely on the bedikah of nefiche. Rav Yehuda Oimer. Let us finish the Mishnah. Afilu beveis akvoris. The Tanakam said they were only matir for a kohen to be kohenish vise by what? By a beis aprat. But a beis akvor is not. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afilu be beis akvor is, mipnei sheyochel lochoitz veleilech velechel. Because it's possible for the kohen to go in, into the beis akvor, to go in, lochoitz veleilech velechel. Let's see what Rashi says. Lochet, lasis mechitze beinoi ubeina kever, shlo yahil olo. It's possible to go into Beis HaKvoros without being mild. Uchigoyim b'sheide teva migdol, yikoni shami boidyoim ba'agolis, im yirtze, alme chozile. So it's chozile. This is a possibility for a koyin to go in. There's a possibility for a koyin to go into Beis HaKvoros through a sheide teva migdol. Zogt Tosfos. Neshayoche lochets veleilach velechet, avol I lavhochi, but if he would not have this eitz of going into Beis HaKvoros, lehavi eitz, Tosfos avol gav the chozili Yisrael, even though it is chozili Yisrael, that means this erev tchumim would be good for Yisrael. God, for him it's no good if it's chozili Yisrael. So Tosfos wants to be medamit, like we mentioned before, that ma'arven l'nozer eruv itchumim b'yayim. Avol gav d'loy chozi l'didei, chozi l'achine. It's chozi l'achine. That means for him, grad, it's not a good. There's a chesaron in the erev, but since be'etzim it's a good, whatever the lomdus shouldn't be, but chozi l'achine is a matter. So Memele, so Tosfos says, but here the Mishnah says, Neshayocha Lochitz, that he can go into the Beis HaKvoros. Vices, if he would be unable to go in, Avol Gav the Chozili Yisrael, it wouldn't be good. Why? So Tosfos, because here is a different problem. Mishum Dahava, Hu B'mokem Echad, Ve'eruvi B'mokem Acha. That's a different chesaron. There's one chesaron of Adin Mozoim, that you need mozin, that's chozi. So there, mozin, that's chozi for anybody is also good. Doesn't have to be chozi lay. But this is the, but this is a tnai that tichem ha'akev. That you need that he should be able to be together with the Erev. If he can't get into the Beis HaKvoros, so there's a new chesaron of Rubi Mokemech and Rubi Mokemach. But that's what the Tanakam says, Afke Beisa Pras, not a Beisa Kvoris. He doesn't hold of the Seisa of Lochit, that he can go with the Shade the Tevil Migdal. V'loi mishum desvira leike sumchis. Not will say that the Tanakam holds, like sumchis. And if he holds like sumchis, the sumchis holds that what? The Tzumchus holds that a Koyin can be Ma'arev Betrume. So we see it's not, Yisrael can be Ma'arev Betrume. So you see that what? That it's not sufficient that it's Chozi Lachine. So that's the reason. The Tanakama holds like Tzumchus. That's why it's also. So Tosfos has nothing to do with Tzumchus. Tzumchus, the din of Tzumchus is, if the machel is not chazilei, so there is a machloikis. If you need chazilei, don't need chazilei. But huvei ruvei b'mokim acher, that's a davar hamuskim to everyone. Agavucha, we have to appreciate what Tosfos is saying.
because Tosfos, the Maram says that Rashi says Nitzos. Let's just look for 1 second. Rashi Soif Taf Lamed Amid Beis. Rashi says Bein Rabbi Yudah Bein LaRabbonin Kesumcha Svirale. Dama Midi Dechosel Amechle Bishaita Binen. The Gemara Rashi says that Tzai Rabbi Yudah inside the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin is the Tanakama, hold like Sumchas. He need Midi Dechosel. That's why Rabbi Yudah had to say Yishtik Teiret Chosel or Dei Lachutz. The Chomim don't hold up the sites of Shadi Teva Migdos, that's not Chazile. But Rashi, labels them, but both of them are Achasidim of Sumchis. So Taisi says it has nothing to do with Sumchis. This is a Dover Achine. This is the Yid Huve Ruve Bibokimechot. Umiyu, Zuk Taisves. Rabbi Yehuda mashmed the sava kesumchis. Rabbi Yehuda does hold like sumchis. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be chazi lei la achila. Bidekoma vilechel nishayochel lochitz vilelech vilechel. Let's just give a little preview. The he's able to eat it in the Beis HaKvoros. Now the Gemara says later, there's two problems to eat it in the Beis HaKvoros. There's one problem, how can you eat the trum in the Beis HaKvoros? Speaking about Truma, weißt du es? Speaking about Truma in the Beis HaKvoros, how can you eat the Truma? So speaking about Truma, Shloi Huchshal. So that's he's allowed to eat it. He can eat it. And then there's a second child, but how can he's in the Shade of Teva Migdal and it's put away in the Beis HaKvoros, Mikum Tekatze B'davasa, how does he, if he stretches out his hands, he can get Tomei already? So Gemara says an Eitzu with a Pshute Kliyetz, a Tone of Arichev Tefach, a Gansa Maise, a Be'utzim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be able to eat it also. So Memei Letzot Amir, Rabbi Yehuda Mashm Desover Kesumchis Mekom of the Lechel. He says there's a possibility for him to be able to eat it in the Beis HaKvoros. So Memei Letzot Amir, Rabbi that he taka holds not like Sumchis. Like Sumchis, I mean. Chinkoma Bebreise Lekamon Rabbi Yehuda Ma'arvin Lekoyen Toher Betrume Tohoire. Mashmid the boy midi the chosel, Rabbi Yehuda, another member Rabbi Yehuda, need afka a koyin toire's mutter. A koyin tome, you can't be married with truma toire. Ay, it's chosel, a koyin toire, but he says you need chosel light. So see Rabbi Yehuda, held like sumchis. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Ein le meidem min a klolois, vafilu bemokem shenema boichutz. So Rabbi Yechon is saying two chidushim. Chidush number one is when the Tana says a klal, a generality, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's not muchach that it's taka koilal everything. That's one chidush. And then another chidush, afilu b'mokim shenema b'chutz, so the Tana's got very specific. He says everything chutz from this. So if he said everything chutz from this, chutz from this, everything is taka koilal everything. It's also not muchach. It could be that the everything is also not koilel everything, even though he said chutz. So the Gemara says like this: Midekoma afilu b'mokim shenema b'chutz. So Vaistois, he's not going on our Mishnah because he's saying one chiddush and made him in a klolus. That's one. Afilu b'mokim shenema b'chutz. But the chiddush number one is speaking about a place where it doesn't say chutz. She's not going on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, it says Chutz, so he's going on a different Mishnah. And then he's Moisef, Afilu B'mokim Shenema B'chutz. Hey Chikoi, so what is he going on? Which Mishnah is he going on that he's telling us that even though it says a Lashon, a Klal, we don't, it's not going to do everything. Hey Chikoi, Hosam Koi. We learned the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah sasei shazman grome, anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturis. A mitzvah sasei shazman grome, so noshim apot v'sheloi azman grome, echad noshim v'echad anoshim chayov. Then noshim also mechuyim. In fact, the Gemara klolu, is this a klal? The kol mitzvah sasei shazman grome, noshim pturis, harei matzo, Simcha v'hakel, the mitzvah sasei she'azman gromu v'noshim chayovis. And the second klal, v'chol mitzvah sasei she'loy azman gromu v'noshim chayovis, rei talmud teire, pirye v'rivye, pidyin haben, the mitzvah sasei she'loy azman gromu v'noshim pturis. So memele, so both these klolim are not eiskalden. Ela omar Rab Yechinen, ein lemeidim in aklolos. A fillo when it says kol doesn't mean mamish everything. And then he's meiser, a fillo bemokim shenema boichutz. Zogt rash, ein lemeidim in aklolos. Kol heiched is nan klal, leimrinen dafkehu, that it's taka like that. De ike klal de leidok bemilsei. The ike mili the less nayu bahu klal. Ki hanach dabrinin lekamon. Avilu b'makim shnema bay chutz. Midava ploini. The ike lemeim if it says chutz already mida afke lahai. Vada idok bechlole. Afilochi lay ofini minay de dil mishay vlay apik kol my de boy. Maybe it wasn't mafkiya everything they should have been mafkiya. Midakam rabbi yechon afilu. Chlad achi emrine lemils lav ochid Rabbi Afilu mechlad achi omar lemils say when he said his chiddush lav ochid omar he didn't say it on our Mishnah. Tochen emel baychutz I mean mils say mashme da klal shlein emel baychutz omar mishimochi omar then he was moisab Afilu kloim aloi mi boy echid loin emel baychutz el Afilu b'mokim shenema baychutz he also is ein lemeidim in a klal. The Noshim Pturis were per kama de kedushin yalef taimer. My Noshim apotum that says says man gomer. Matze laila orishoyne chayves aseihu beerev toichlu matzes. O shol kolayomim im rotsa lihistapek bebosor beloy lechem ein chayva olav lechel. The mitzvah is only the first night, and the other days, even though there's a mitzvah of bosar al tzimcha, but there's no mitzvah of matzah. Ein chay la'ov olav lechel matzah. L'chayre, why is Rashi telling us over here what the mitzvah sasei is? Was skaten zon zondach. I mean, there's a mitzvah sasei, that's true. Good, the mitzvah is only the first night, not all 7 days. But why is Rashi coming to tell it to us over here? What's negay for us now? We just have to know that Noshim Achayit. Perhaps we'll find out soon from the next Rashi. Simche v'samachto ato v'isecho. Hare Noshim b'mashmut says b'isecho. So maybe we see this as Simche and b'isecho. Umatze nami. How do we know that Noshim Achayit b'matze? L'chayvel Noshim b'miseches psochim mekesh. Zekishlay soichel olav chometz shiva shemetoichel olav matzais. So the hekish matzah to chometz kosher yeshnei bebal toichel chometz yeshnei bekumachel matzah. The noshim yeshnei bebal toichel chometz. The mitzvahs loisase noshim uzoris ka noshim berkama dekdushin. So meila, that's we learn now from the hekish. So dachsech mir Rashi wanted a favorin. If Rashi would only bring down this hekish. So lechayre, so one, what the Hekesh tells us, whoever is mitzuve, aleisaychel olav chometz, is mitzuve in shiva shem teichel olav matzah. So one will get the opinion that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days. Because that's what the pasuk is speaking about. So that's why Rashi had to be magdam before, lemaise, the mitzvah is only on the first night. Even though the Hekesh goes on 7 days, I'm missing how it works. It may not be in Yeshiva, it may not be in Chvesnish Klo. But on Koponim, it seems that's what Rashi wanted a favor. Because the Hekesh is very misleading. So therefore Rashi says, but the mitzvah was only the first night. Hakel b'moyet shnas hashmite b'chag ha-sukais, ha-melech oimed al-bime v'koyre lifneyem, mitzvahs mishne teure. I didn't understand the word mitzvahs. Perhaps miktas would be better. Mitzvahs mishne teure, because he doesn't learn the whole mishne teure. There's only chalokim, he skips over. Kedisa besoitach, siva anoshim, anoshim batap. So we see there also metubi notz mitzvahs esr shaz man grome. In the mitzvahs esr shayin as man grome, we have talmud teure, anoshim pturis. The sivli matam oisam es b'neichem, v'loi b'nei seichem. Pirje verivje, der seif pru urvu emiluha, what is the bach? Beis, umilu es haoretz vekibshua. Ish darke lichbeish, ven ish darke lichbeish. Pidyen bnei abcheir, choyv al haov, veloy al haeim. Let us see the bach, bebcheir eshaminala. דחסיב תיבדה, בחיר בונך תיבדה, וקרי בי טיפודה. טיפודה זה לא שנפעל מסתמה, that the bechir should become nivda, that tzachiv an atzmoy mislam. Kol shechayiv livdoy says atzmoy, is chayiv livdoy says benoy, ve'isha eina bechlal pidyan atzmoy. Dechsiv bechir bonecho tivta tipode mislam, so me meile davke bonecho tipode v'loy benoy secho, zayne nami b'mitzvah pidyan benoy apchir. Zog te gemara weiter. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Vitaimer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Afanan Nami Tanine, another case. That what? That it says kol, and it's lavdav, kelamedim in a klolus. Oid klal ache omru. Kol shenisa al gabe hazov tome. Everything that is being carried or lying al gavazov, we'll see that the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, kol shenis al gabe yazov, tome. B'chol shahazov nisa olov, whatever a zov is lying on, toher, is toher. Chutz min haroi lemishkav umayshev. He says, the medres hazov, that when a zov is lying on something, is toher besides Mishkov u'moishov v'ho'odom min ha'roi la'mishkov u'moishov, that means something that's oimed for Mishkov u'moishov v'ho'odom v'rek de gemore v'su leke, that's it v'iko merkev, there's merkev, that what? That a zov is metame merkev also. So why do you say that that's it? Everything is toyer besides Mishka v'Moshe. There's a third besides Melkev. Frek de Gemara, hai Melkev echidomi. I de Yosef olei hainu Moshe. So it says Moshe already. And for the Gemara, anan ochi kamrinan. Heiko gabo di uchfo. The sanya ha'oikev tomei Moshe. The saddle alone, that's tomei Moshe. Vatofus, the tofus means there's an elevated part in the saddle on the front and in the back, is vatofus tomei merkev. So al koponim, there's such an inyan of tumas merkev, which azov is metame, and it didn't say that in the Mishnah. It says kol shazov nisa olov, that he's leaning on it, resting on it, is toyer besides mishkav u'moishav. So memele elishma amino lemeidim in a klolois, a filo b'mokim shenema boichutz. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kol shenisa gav hazov, el yoynei shozov. So Rashi learns, this is speaking about something that's lying on hazov. Tachsiv b'choil asher yiye tachtov, for oma b'peirik b'nois kusim. So pashta dekro means whatever is underneath hazov. And the Gemara darshins, my tachtov, inayim a tachtov dezov, haino mishkov. Hela b'chol asheyiyya hazov tachtov, haino yoynish ozov. If it is lying over azov, that's al yoynish ozov, that is tamei. Chutz min haroi lemishkov amoyshov, avo she'ein haroi toyer, kedoma b'chayme b'kodesh yochel kofe so ve'yoshev alay, took a mide, so, and which is here's a shimush, and he turned it upside down and he sat on it. Yehei tomei tamud loyma vayoshev ala kli asheyeshev olov. He has to sit on a kli that's miyuchid li yeshiva. Misha miyuchid li yeshiva. Yotze zeshen miyuchid li yeshiva shaymrim amoyd v'nasim alachteinu. V'odom d'chsiv anoyse oysam afazov b'mashma oysam, that a person carried us off. Tofus da oikev artsam balash arichev taifes by se eich and ikra artsain lahochi mitamei misham merkev. In the beginning of the shiur, we are ma'oirer and Rashi daf chavova mit beis, beise baloi chotzer kiven da osar atzmai bechatzeroi shebitol lehem. He asked himself in his chotzer by being mevatel to them.
the Ritas Loshon of Rashi would seem that the Bittul creates an Iser. We didn't understand. Before the Bittul in the Chotzer, he was permitted to carry. That means without an Eruv Yechetzer, she allowed to permit it. Kelm Sheshofso B'chotz, she allowed to carry in the Chotzer. And before the Bittul, he was not permitted to carry in his, from his house to the Chotzer. So the Bittul did not create an Iser. It could be, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Before the Bittul, the reason that he was not permitted to take out from his bayis to the Chotzer is because the Chotzer was a Reshus Shel Rabim, and his bayis is a Reshus Shel Yochid, so he's not allowed to take out from a Reshus Shel Yochid to a Reshus Shel Rabim. But to take out, besides that reason, let us go after the Bittul. After the Bittul, it is not, the Chotzer is not anymore a Reshus Shel Rabim, because it belongs to all the Bnei HaChotzer that were Ma'ariv, and they're one Yochid. So then the Isser is not to take out from my Reshus to your Reshus. That's a Mezundere Isser. That is also Osin. I'm not permitted to take out from my Reshus to your Reshus. This Isser was not Chal before the Bittul. That means before the Bittul, the Chotzer was considered my Reshus. The Issa wasn't to take out from my Reshus to your Reshus, because the Chotzer is also my Reshus. There's a different Issa, because I'm taking out from Reshus Shel Yochet to Reshus Shel Rab. But this Issa came about through my Bittul. Now, after the Bittul, since I lost my Reshus and the Chotzer, so now it is also for me to take out from my bias to the Chotzer, because now I'm taking out from my Reshus to your Reshus. That what Rashi says, Lav kol kiminekim de les leichotza diras bais leiklum hulididei, I think the svar of Rashi is, or the svar of the Gemara, that a bias without shimushe chotza is not called a dire. It is equivalent to a bias shame by dalo dal dalo damas, which this bias doesn't have a shame dire. So, hu adin, a bias without shimushe chotzer, also doesn't have a shame dirah.